Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another week, another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that we say every week, the point of this is to begin to prime our hearts, to remind us of God's word and of his character as the people of God before we enter into the doors of church, before we gather as the body of Christ each and every week. And so today we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And this chapter is packed with great theology, but I just want to look at two verses. Verse 9 and 10 says this: if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Praise the Lord for his salvation. Praise the Lord for his word. Yes. And so as you're driving to church this morning, can I encourage you to take a moment and let the powerful truth of Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, just settle into your heart for a few moments. To think upon salvation, to think upon the day that you were saved. And we remember that salvation isn't something that we earn. It's not a reward for perfect behavior or incredible personal theology. No, it's a gift that is freely given, freely offered to anyone who confesses Jesus as Lord and truly believes. And that's why when we gather as the body of Christ, we don't just show up for a service to check it off the list. We come, and this is a phrase that we say often here at First Family Church, we come to celebrate the gospel. That's what we're doing when we gather. And so we come to rejoice in the good news that we have been saved by grace through faith. Praise the Lord. And every prayer that happens on Sunday morning, every song that's sung, every word that's spoken or scripture read is a response to the incredible reality that Jesus Christ is Lord and he is risen. And so as you pull into the parking lot, or maybe as you're walking through the doors of church this morning, remember, you're not just attending, you're participating. You're participating in a celebration of the greatest miracle ever. So I want to encourage you one more time today, as you come, would you come expectant? Expectant that the Holy Spirit is going to move, and reminded of the truth that you are loved, you are saved, you are chosen by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so would we worship like people who know just how good that good news really is? Because when we gather, every single week we rehearse the gospel, whether it's through communion, whether it's through the songs that we sing, whether it's through scripture that we read, we're rehearsing the gospel together, and that is always worth celebrating. Will you pray with me this morning? Lord, we come with hearts filled with incredible gratitude and thankfulness. Lord, I'm even reminded now of Psalm 51 that says, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation." Lord, I pray that that would be true of us this morning, that we would be filled with immense, incredible joy at remembering that we have been saved, we have been redeemed, we have been restored into a right relationship with you through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, would that cause us to respond with great celebration this morning, remembering the gospel, rehearsing the gospel. And Lord, would you meet us this morning as we gather, as your people, as the church? God, we fix our eyes, our hearts, our minds upon you and you alone this morning. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.